33 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm Joy Diaz in for David Brown. So let me ask you something. How important is it for you to have a fast internet connection on your cell phone? I know, it's high priority for me because I have to text, I have to email, I have social media. But is my ability, or in this case, your ability to access data fast, more important than the ability of scientists to early predict the next Hurricane Harvey, say? If you're thinking, what? Let me tell you, scientists are warning that new 5G internet connectivity could interfere with their weather forecasting abilities, and they're bringing their concerns to the U.S. Congress. To talk more about this, we invited Jonathan Behrens. He's science policy analyst for the American Institute of Physics. Jonathan, welcome to the Texas Standard.
Hello, good morning.
Could you just use simple words to tell us what is 5G?
Yeah, so 5G is basically kind of the next generation of telecommunications. So when you look on a smartphone, for example, and you see 4G or 4G LTE, it's kind of that next step.
So just 4G, but faster?
Basically. And as you get faster, you can do more things. So there's a lot of exciting kind of capabilities that people are talking about that you can do with these faster speeds.
But right now, we're not talking about the exciting part of it. We're talking about about a conflict, right? And a conflict in politics. So talk to us a little bit about the background here.
Yeah. So when we talk on the phone or use the wireless internet, we use part of what's called the electromagnetic spectrum. And when you're talking about the spectrum, basically, it's something that a lot of people are sharing, right? So when we have our weather satellites that are looking down on us, trying to get an idea of kind of where the next storm is going to be, they're using a similar part, but a different part of that spectrum. And so what we're running into right now is that as the 5G network starts to develop, they're starting to think about new ways to use the spectrum. And they're going to use part of it that is very close to where weather satellites communicate to us and do their research.
So is that why NASA and NOAA are concerned? Could it really interfere with their forecasting capabilities?
Yeah, so it ultimately comes down to this thing called out of band. So when someone's communicating through their telecommunications and the thing kind of just bleeds over a little bit, it might start to interfere.
I see.
Or at least that's what NASA fears with their weather data.
Okay, so one of the things that I'm thinking is that this is very serious.
Yeah.
And I've heard that they're saying that it could erase decades of progress. So can you paint the worst case scenario for me?
Yeah, so fortunately, I can rely on the acting director of the agency in charge of all our weather data, Neil Jacobs. So he actually used to be the chief scientist for Panasonic, which does a lot of really important, crazy enough, data and weather modeling for the private sector.
Right.
And so in a recent kind of talk he gave, he talked about how if we kind of have these issues that they're projecting that are potential, that we could see that our forecast capabilities could be reverted back to somewhere where it was in the 1980s.
Oh.
And yeah, and he's afraid that if it does get to that kind of era, that we wouldn't be able to really track hurricanes as well. And he gives a really great example of hurricane superstorm or Hurricane Sandy, the one that hit the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And basically a bunch of researchers have been looking kind of at what would have happened if we had that old kind of capability, right, of the 1980s. And they basically found that we would have actually not predicted that the storm would have hit land.
Okay, so they're looking at Hurricane Sandy with the experience we have of Hurricane Sandy today, but thinking about the technology that we had in the 80s.
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha.
And it wouldn't have given us as much, time to prepare and respond.
Gotcha. Is Congress listening or where do they stand in all this?
Yeah, definitely. So Congress is listening. There's members of both parties who have expressed their concerns to the agency who's kind of in charge of the whole 5G network. And what's really great is that the agencies are actually working together to try to kind of figure out a solution that they all can get behind so that hopefully you can have both the 5G networks and also the weather data.
Do we know what the next step is?
So right now, all the agencies are kind of just doing a big assessment, if you want to call it that, where they're trying to kind of come to an agreement. and we're patiently waiting.
Okay, well, we will wait patiently with you. Jonathan Behrens is science policy analyst for the American Institute of Physics. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.